Brian, I know it's kind of hard to answer right now, but is that the kind of comeback to maybe galvanize this team and, you know, give it a spark going forward?
Yeah, we needed points, and you know, that's a good team we played, and obviously it was a bit of a sloppy game after break, not the best ice, and it's 2 points in the bank. That's huge. Big guns obviously stepped up. It's nice to have them back.
What changed in the later half of the third period there? It just seemed like everything kind of came together.
Yeah, well, we got a big goal from a big-time player on our team, and it got us to within one, and we get a power play chance where, you know, we weren't necessarily executing as best as we could. And then I think, obviously, it wasn't the prettiest power plays, but it ended up getting the job done. And it goes to show that the hard work is, and when we're skating and working and hounding pucks, we're going to get results.
Is that just a matter of just sticking to a game plan when they seem to be in control for the majority of the game?
Well, we had chances, I think, but we passed maybe a couple up. They don't give up a whole lot, but we didn't really give up a whole lot. You know, obviously they had the lead, so that's, you can kind of take that how you want. But we found a way to create some offense, drew some penalties, and inched our way back. Big win.
Did you guys feed off the crowd at all there towards the end?
It was pretty quiet early on, and it was a pretty lifeless game early on, it seemed like, and then they picked it up. And I think there was, especially after a non-call, I think they wanted us to get a power play. You saw them come alive, and then I think our play elevated from there. So they were behind us big time, and that's we know that going in. But when you feel that kind of buzz, that energy, it's a big boost.
You know, it's kind of inconsequential.